Welcome. You have joined us for another episode of Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
Hi, I'm Nika Howard. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing FaZe.
Hey, I'm Mike Bachman, and my pronouns are he, him. I play Peckwing Blackfeather.
Hi, my name is Fred Greenleaf, and my pronouns are he, him, and I am your game master.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm playing Briar.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Lanning, and my pronouns are he, him, and I play Time That Erodes Young Love.
I'm Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. And I'm playing Daggy Chukas.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
I think this statue here is religious. I think it's depicting a scene from maybe someone's religious background.
Fred, I know you said religious twice. What about history?
Alright, stand back, chess be me specialty. Can I open it?
You open it. It is not locked and or trapped.
Damn it.
And inside is what seemingly looks like a leather bag. Do you open this bag?
Yeah, it's just a bag. This chest sucks.
As you open the bag, there is a very plain-looking, nondescript set of five beans.
Damn.
Do you plant the bean and apply water to it?
Yes, I do.
So, out of the ground grows what looks like a large land shark type creature, and it immediately starts to attack you. Roll initiative.
Daggy starts to go take another bean.
Do it.
I walk over, slap your hand.
Oh! For Daggy Chukas, you immediately start feeling sick.
No!
You look down, and a wound just opens up as if you were slashed by a sword.
Oh my god, that's metal as hell!
And as Vendrine is looking at this person, seeing them, they also see a second person that the first one is running towards.
Okay.
Upon its face, there is a very interesting mask. White, almost made out of like a porcelain or stone.
Mm-hmm.
It plunges this syringe into the neck of the person running as they collide up against them. And as Vendrine looks back and looks at FaZe and the rest of you coming out of the bedroom, and then turns back towards the hallway to look at these two people. They are gone, and there is nobody in the hallway. So, Time, you're the only person that has seen this altercation. When Vendrian turned back around, these two people were no longer there. What would you like to do?
Nothing. I'm not going to tell the rest of the crew. I'm just going to, within my, inside my own brain, I'm going to privately panic a little bit. It's one of the benefits of having the mask. You know, you can hide a lot of your emotions.
You could be crying.
I could be freaky, like, oh, is your mask wet? Like, no.
That's from the stalactites.
Yeah, so you probably see Time That Erodes Young Love just like, rigid for a second, and then turn around robotically and be like, whoever it was got away.
Do you want me to send Bennett after him?
Sure. But we shouldn't rely on that. I mean, we need to continue on deeper within whatever this is, right?
Bennett's in a full tracksuit and, like, starting position.
Oh my god.
He's like jogging in place.
He's small. Wouldn't he be slow? He's got little legs.
Yeah.
You guys did hear me say he had a tracksuit on, right? Hello? Yeah. Is this thing on?
Are we? I thought we were still determining if he was a...
He's gone.
A living creature or not.
If you want to determine, the only thing he is right now to you is he's gone. He is sprinting away.
I can't wait till Bennett gets eaten by a big frog.
No. Did he leave a little puff of dust behind him?
Yeah, yes. In the shape of his body in running, like starting position.
And did he jump down off of your shoulder? How did he dismount?
he would jump down. I don't remember what his last profession was. Was he wasn't still a doctor. I don't think.
Still, what?
You know, maybe.
Bennett?
would he take fall damage in that case, Fred?
Well, it depends. I would assume his tracksuit is magical, so probably has some kind of properties there.
Why would you assume that?
Yeah, that's safe. You know what? That's safe to assume.
You have to tell him no.
Why? You can't.
Listen.
This is
is the opposite of not telling him no. This is giving him extra things.
Bennett returns after about 2 minutes. Most of you don't notice right away, but you see Pegwing start to look downwards at Bennett, and there is a look of shock on Bennett's face.
What seemed to be the trouble, Miarty?
Does Bennett communicate standard through common language, or does he do it through some type of sign language?
He's really more expressions and interpretive dance.
Okay, perfect. So Bennett starts to dance, implying that he came across a large room that looks like is well-furnished. There's a lot of food and what looks like two people sitting down at a dinner table, all through interpretive dance.
Sorry, are we all here and do we know FaZe got cut?
I feel like you did not know because I covered it up. I did yell out that there was someone there. I was like, yo, someone is running.
Yes.
But because we are not alone here, which I think we always knew, we shouldn't be alone in rooms. So we need to institute a buddy system. Bennett does not count.
What if we tied ropes to each other, all, like, strung up?
No, that's a bad idea. We'll get caught on something, and then we'll get sucked up into some sort of trap works.
Does Vindrian count? Can he go by himself?
No, Vindrian does not count.
So wait, if you do a buddy system, and you do, like, Briar and Time and FaZe and Daggy, then Pegwing would have to buddy up with Bennett, right?
We would do
like
a team of three. Or send one of the NPCs with him.
Oh, yeah, we do have him.
I take offense to you saying Bennett can't be me buddy. We go a long way back.
What if we sent Vendrian, Bennett, and Pegwing together?
I would be okay with that.
That's fine. That's enough. A Bennett and a Vendrian equal one person.
Well, because I can look through Vendrian, so.
So you can keep an eye on it. Yeah. You can supervise.
Bennett's just a guy that hangs out.
Well, he's pretty useful.
He is pretty useful.
Bennett is so useful.
And you know what? God bless him. He loves with his whole heart.
Do you think he eats chicken nuggets?
He's holding it like a pillow and he's eating it.
That's the fucking dream, man.
I've been eating my mattress for a week. It is a McNugget.
He's just a tiny guy.
For people who may be jumping into this episode, this is a more serious campaign dealing with intense themes and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stress.
So, yeah, breakdowns.
I think what's happening is we're all scared. So we're all just like,
no, that's not what's happening.
I'm scared.
Oi, FaZe.
Yes.
Oh, me Tom.
Oh, is that potion not working well? How are you feeling?
No.
They'll pull out a notebook.
Oh, no, I need another one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I need another one.
Okay, hold on. FaZe will turn around and bend down and pull whatever concoctions. I'm sure there's a little bit of wine. maybe some pocket lint.
Ugh.
Some water. Definitely something that is soggy. And she doesn't know why. No clue. And another type of potion, who knows what it is, mixes all together, shake it up, and we'll give it to Daggy.
Oh, jeez. Look.
Daggy, you don't have to drink that.
He's already drinking.
Oh my god.
I'm also gonna give Daggy guidance at the same time.
So he's gonna think that it worked.
Well, no.
Now, FaZe, was that an actual potion or was it just a hodgepodge of like wine and other ingredients?
It was just a hodgepodge of things.
Okay.
Yeah, just a hodgepodge of things and then a pat on the shoulder since guidance is a touch spell.
Oh.
I think this is doing it for me.
Yeah, it sure is.
You start to feel a little warm and fuzzy, Daggy, and you do start to feel a little bit better.
Oi!
Has no mechanical effects whatsoever.
It's a placebo.
Cool.
As long as you think it does this difference, that's all that matters.
So true.
Pegwing, Bennett is motioning towards the hallway and the way that he came from.
And he said there was two people having a nice romantic dinner?
That is how you interpreted it, yes.
Well, it seems that we got a couple of people on a date down this way. having a nice dinner, I hear. I don't... feel weird about disturbing them, but it's such a strange place for a date that we should probably see what's up.
Briar's already walking the direction.
Oh, it'd be so rude to interrupt them. I'm rolling my eyes, by the way.
No one can see your eyes, dude. Briar's.
Well, you can see my eyes. It's just hard to get the context from the rest of my face. But anyways, proceed!
Time. If you take that mask off, we'd all should be able to see
no.
you. We know you're rolling your eyes.
I don't take my mask off.
Why not? Are you horribly disfigured?
How many scars do you have? I bet you have 7.
I'm not answering that.
Some people roll their eyes with their voice.
Would Briar have ever seen it
no.
all? Never, okay.
Members of the Sanguine Sundries do not wear a mask to keep our identities private so that we don't mix a business and pleasure, so to speak. And we don't want angry former customers to come back at us.
Wait, what happens if your customer has a sexy request? Do you take the mask off mid-request?
No.
You're mixing business and pleasure.
We sell magic items. We don't do sex things.
Oh, well, you said mixing business and pleasure, I just assumed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I think Briar's already headed down towards the direction, creeping.
Briar, I want you to be my buddy.
All right. Yes.
So as the two of you go down the hallway towards the room that Bennett indicated, Time, you start to feel hungry.
Okay.
Do you normally keep something with you to abate your hunger?
No. It's kind of... kind of on-site procurement type situation.
Okay. So you feel that with the passing of the day and the several hours that you've been in here, you're probably going to want to get something to eat sometime
okay.
soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hungry.
As you cross down the hallway and approach the door, you find that this room opens up into a larger setting. There are two large wooden tables that run the length of the room away from you. And at the end of those two tables, another smaller table perpendicular. At that table, you see two people sitting down, kind of like at the head of the room. On top of all of the tables, you see a nice array of food, large turkeys, and what look like some type of mashed potatoes and other types of food. What would you like to do?
Well, sorry, are there people in here?
There are two people okay. sitting at the table at the far end.
Gotcha.
At the smaller table.
Do they, like, look up when we walk in, or?
Well, do we walk in the door?
Well, you're still kind of in the doorway. I would assume you'd let me know if you enter.
Yeah, because I would imagine we were like creeping, like stealthily.
Although the room is probably no more than 50 feet in length, the two people at the end of the room, they are facing you, but they do not react at your sight.
Oi, good day!
Oh!
Neither of them respond. At this point, I would like for whoever's there to go ahead and roll perception.
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, shit.
I rolled a 1, so I got a 3. Oh, wait, I have advantage on perception. Fuck yeah.
17.
I got an 18.
I rolled a 16 plus 2, so an 18.
A 21.
So as you all kind of go to the doorway and look within, you can see at first there was a little bit of a flurry of motion that was coming around these two people, but it was not the two people themselves. As you get a closer look, you can see that the two people sitting down are not moving due to being tied down. All their arms and their hands, as well as their mouth, have some type of metal binding them to the chairs.
Do they have pure panic in their eyes?
They probably do have some type of look in their eyes, but you can't tell from this.
Oh, can I go look in them?
Absolutely. You step into the room.
Be careful. Remember, be careful.
And you cross about 30 feet into the room.
Oh, shit. This is so stupid. Okay.
And as you get closer, you can see that although their head is fixed in a way of being bound, their eyes do look around, but not so much in a panic state, almost in a resigned or lazy state. They do recognize that there's movement coming towards them, but they don't plead with their eyes per se, maybe for their freedom.
Okay. I'll look at them and I'll say, are you too stuffed with turkey? You need a nap and then you want us to come back? Are we interrupting?
They both kind of look at you with a perplexed face as you can see that their mouths are bound and cannot speak and therefore cannot answer your question.
Do they have eyelids?
They do have eyelids.
Did you say they're human or are they dwarves?
They are human.
Okay.
And for FaZe, when you get closer, you actually see what looks like some type of gold and black box on the table amongst all of the food lying in between the two people.
Okay, I want to touch it.
As you get up and touch the black box, you can see that it is intricately
Okay, wait, designed. I want to look at them and I'll kind of touch it. I'll be like, did you guys touch this?
They both look at you and they both look at the box. And as your finger strikes the box, you can see that the box itself is intricately designed with gold and black filigree. It is almost like if it is a piece of mechanical artwork. And when your finger strikes the box, you can see that several sections of the box separate, moving upwards. And then it starts to shift to the side. And then drops down, and now the box is in a different configuration. It is not a square at all, but more almost like a star pattern or some type of 10-pointed sided item. And as this happens, I want you to tell me about a family member that you either have lost and or possibly have been estranged from.
Do you mean in real life or in game?
I want you to explain your trauma.
I was like, I mean, I can go real.
I apologize. FaZe, I feel like whenever I am usually talking to the character and not right. The player.
One time Michael made us real embarrass ourselves. For so we're still kind of hurt.
Yes. If we, yes.
Ever, if we ever miss something, it's not our fault. It's Michael's fault.
So. Yeah.
I promise you I will not take you back to that place. I was speaking specifically to FaZe.
Let's see. Okay, wow. I gotta be honest, you're asking questions I hadn't thought about. FaZe thinks back to the time whenever they were just a young tiefling hanging out with some other kids, and One of the kids drowned in the lake, and then FaZe got blamed for it because all of the other kids were, you know, not demons. And so then they ran FaZe out of town.
What was the name of this child that drowned from your memories?
Bennett.
Oh my god.
Bennett.
Brogan.
What age did this happen at?
7 3/4.
Just about 8. Wow.
That's very young.
Small child, looking of 7 3/4 of age, comes out from behind one of the two seats that stand in front of you that are holding these people, but you pay them no mind. You don't see these people anymore. You only see the child. At first, there isn't recognition, but then you come to realize that this is Brogan, the child who drowned. And as he comes closer to you, he starts to speak to you, FaZe, and says, I just want you to know that I don't blame you. You are not the person that did this to me. It was my parents, and you were blamed for it. I hope that you don't carry any mental anguish because of this.
Honestly, no, I hadn't. Too much? Just whenever I drink too much, but that's why I stopped drinking.
Yes.
But thank you.
Absolutely. And you were so kind to me when we used to play as children, and I never judged you by your appearance, and it still haunts me that everybody in town drove you out because of what happened.
Do you want to get revenge on him?
I can't, because I am no longer, but...
I should.
Yes, absolutely. And he kind of starts to come towards you and is about to, like, cusp your hand in between his two smaller hands.
Yeah.
And as he grasps your hand, goes, please, if it is the last thing that you do, avenge my death and show those villagers that they were wrong and do unto them that needs to be done.
They shall burn Tiny Brogan.
They shall burn, comma, Tiny Brogan. I feel like that's important.
For the rest of you, you can see that FaZe starts to play and manipulate this gold and black box, and as it starts to mechanically whir and shift in place and take on a different configuration, you can see her kind of take a moment, and it looks like she's looking at something in between these two people, and you can see the two people, their eyes now have a panicked and pained look as they start to kind of shiver and shake a little bit in their chairs, still bound. And FaZe is talking to somebody, and you could hear her side of the conversation, but you do not see anybody there. You see her kind of stretch her hand out, and the conversation continues. And then, kind of at the end of the conversation, everything starts to go wrong. The things that you see upon the tables take a different view. The turkey starts to kind of rot and mold amongst your eyes, maggots just filling the cavities of the food and the drink. The wood starts to age and go dark. The walls are starting to go dark. And FaZe, standing in front of you, you see chains burst out of the darkness and strike her body. And she is lifted up into the air as she is suspended on barbed chains.
That's so fucking cool!
Bennett, you fool! This isn't romantic at all!
FaZe, you're going to take 12 points of damage barbed hooks strike you. Now, do you currently have anything? Oh, actually, yes. So you only take half this damage, so you take 6 damage.
Yes.
And we won't talk about that mechanic currently, but everybody please roll initiative.
I have a 16.
Oh my god. I got a 10.
Natural 20!
What?
Natural freaking 23.
I got a 27.
15.
I guess for the purposes of a natural 20, we'll just say that Time will go first and then Briar.
That makes sense.
So, Tyne, as you see all of this happen and everything start to change, a figure looms in front of FaZe, where FaZe was seeing a young boy by the name of Brogan. You see what looks like some kind of devil creature. This creature has chains that are covering every part of its body, and it kind of writhes with what looks like almost if the chains had life itself, and two wickedly barbed hooked chains fall from his hands. He is also wearing a mask over his face currently.
Oh.
Okay. Is it similar to my mask, or is it just a...
No, it is a different mask. But this mask is very nondescript and only has two eye holes in it.
Okay. And are his chains attached to FaZe?
No, not the two chains that he has in his hands, but chains that are coming out from different parts of the room is currently suspending her.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure if, when I blast him, it's not going to like pull him back and rip the damn hooks out of my good friend FaZe. I'm you know, unsure what to do, so I will just simply cast Eldritch Blast as I'm wont to do. So I'm going to roll four times and blast him four times. 13, 16.
16 hits, 13 misses.
14.
That misses.
And critical fail. I rolled good. Are you ready for this? 4 damage. And he's pushed back 10 feet.
Ooh.
As I just kind of like hiss and shoot him.
Your Eldritch Blasts strike the creature. It seems like it does do a good amount of damage, and it pushes it back, but it does not look phased whatsoever.
I know, that's phased. And that is my... I'll probably back up. you know what I'm saying?
Briar, it is your turn.
So you said that the room were like about 50 feet away from...
Yes.
...the people? Okay, so I have an ability that lets me do dash as a bonus action. So I'm going to dash and then do my move so that I'm right up on the creature. And you said there's like chains and stuff. Like, is there like specifically like how, is it like multiple of them holding FaZe, or like what's the situation?
Yeah. So right now there are two chains coming from either side of the room that is suspending her up. And you do see other chains kind of nearby that seem to be independent of the creature itself.
Kind of like tentacle-esque behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to target one of the chains, and yeah, I'm going to kind of freaking hit it with my rapier. Why can't I do math tonight? 24.
24 hits.
Hell yeah. Okay. Sneak attack on. My 3d6 is I got a 2, a 2, and a 1.
Damn.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Ouch. But I rolled an 8 for my d8, so what are you gonna do? 18 damage.
Now, I do want to confirm the weapon that you use is a magical weapon, correct?
It is a magical weapon.
Okay, so then it does do full damage. You said 18 damage?
Yes.
All right. Is that all of your actions?
I think so, because I guess I've done pretty much all the movement I can, but I have a thing, so it'll be okay if they attack me, hopefully.
Okay. Now it is FaZe's turn.
I want to do Bless on Daggy.
Bless.
And then my question on Bless, it says you can bless up to 3 creatures of your choice within range. Then it says at higher levels, when you use the spell using a spell slot higher, 2 or higher, you can target an additional creature. So whenever it says you can bless up to 3 creatures, is that saying you can use it at higher levels to include up to 3 creatures, or you can bless initially 3 creatures and then using it at a higher level, you can bless an additional one for 4 creatures?
Correct.
Okay, then I would also like to bless Time That Erodes Love and Briar.
Yes. Yes.
So for a minute, you get a d4 to attack roll or saving throw. And then for a bonus action, I would like to do Spiritual Weapon.
Ooh.
A 19.
That hits.
Minimum damage, but you know, that's okay. We're learning. 3.
All right. And for all intents and purposes, it is considered a magical weapon, so that'll be fine. All right. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to stay grappled within the barbed chains.
oh, can I get out of that? How do I get out of that? Like, what would be the best
way? Let me out of here.
So I believe you can utilize your move as an escape action and utilize your athletics or acrobatics to try to get out of a grapple.
I would like to use first my athletics to try to get out.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Nat 20 plus 2.
Okay.
Nice.
So while, like, could FaZe be like, I don't know, not making a joke, no pun intended, unfazed here, the hooks are relieving some of the tension and stress in the back, so it's helping FaZe cast the spells more effectively.
Okay. And then at which point you flex and it just tears out of your skin and you drop to the ground on your feet.
Yeah. Oof, superhero landing. I love it.
Okay.
And then that's my turn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Daggy, it is your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. So these people are 50 feet away from me?
I would say about 40. The room is 50 feet. The table is probably at about that 40-foot range, so just about there.
Well, that's outside of my range.
Oh, crap.
So Daggy is going to start charging in, and he bellows a war cry, and the normal, like, sort of stink lines and various other things floating around him begin to form around him, and the mushrooms start sprouting out of him and encasing him as he transforms with his symbiotic entity. So instead of wild shape, he gets to transform into essentially a mushroom monster.
That's amazing.
Okay. That's rad.
He's gonna move 25 feet towards them and use his action to do wild shape.
So is it like a myconid, like, or myconid? It's a mushroom humanoid kind of creature?
Yeah, you can use wild shape to awaken the spores that infuse you to gain 20 temp hit points, roll double damage on your halo of spores damage, and an additional 1d6 necrotic damage when you hit with a melee weapon.
Very nice.
I don't like it, but it's also very cool. I like it for you. I don't like to think about it.
So at this point, the devilish looking creature will take its action, and it will start to walk towards FaZe and swings out multiple chains that are barbed at the end at her, and then also a couple of chains from the room around will strike a couple of other characters.
Oh, no.
So starting off with FaZe, I have a 15.
Yeah.
And 22.
Ooh.
So both of those are going to hit.
Yes. I'm very tender, please.
Each slash is going to do 11 points of damage, but for you specifically, you only take 5 damage each, so 10 more damage.
Yes. This sucks.
One will attack Daggy, and that is a 14.
14 will miss.
All right. And one will strike Briar, and that is an 18.
That if it meets, it beats.
Yeah.
But I have uncanny dodge, so.
Does that mean you take half damage from the attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take 11 points as well, which will be reduced to 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it does one last action and looks at Pegwing from across the room.
Way across the room. I can't stress that enough.
Yes, yes. 50 feet away. For you, I would like for you to roll a DC wisdom check. I'm not going to tell you what the DC is. I almost told you.
8? Good roll.
Okay. So as you look upon the features of this essential chain devil, the mask that is covering his face starts to turn into the face of Bennett, and it is incredibly unnerving. For the duration of 1 minute, you are to be considered frightened and cannot move closer to this creature due to the fact that you believe it is a Big Bennett with chains.
Big Bennett!
I thought I had something on my character sheet that said I didn't want to be frightened.
That could be a possibility.
I think every character sheet should say that.
Yes, yeah, so you don't yeah. want to be damaged.
And that will start your turn.
Yeah. I make the most bird-like screech that you've heard from my mouth so far. It's very much a Big Benny! And my pegs begin to flap furiously. I flap into the farthest reaches of this room, as far away as I can get.
Like a pigeon in a Home Depot.
Yeah. Basically, I keep hanging out in the rafters and flying around trying to get through the sliding doors, but they're always shut.
And we will go to the top of the order with time.
Hey, it's me. Okay, so mother frickin' Pegwing just flying around. The rest of my buds are just being thwapped with chains. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's just chains all over the place.
All right. I will cast Eldritch Blast on the Chain Devil again. But I'm going to use these dice. First time rolling this dice in the first EB is a 20 plus 9.
Hits.
21.
Hits.
Not important. Ah, beans. 11.
Not hit.
And then 14.
Does not hit. So two of them hit.
Okay. That is 10 damage, and I push the chainman 20 feet back as I blast out my red sort of missile eldritch blasts at him. And then I rush forward my full 30 feet? 35 feet, excuse me.
All right.
Not really the damage doer.
And it is pushed back behind the two that are sitting in the chairs. And it is now going to be Briar's turn. So Briar is no longer next to you.
Is not next to me. Okay.
Oh,
so,
sorry. And then Vendrian's going to swoop in and try to sting him. Sting this man. Pew! Holy shit. Another natural 20.
I saw it happen. What the hell?
Fuck. You get ready, Fred. But that's a total of... ooh, baby. 3 damage.
Yeah, take that.
And it needs to make a constitution saving throw in order to avoid becoming poisoned.
That damage is where the erodes in your name comes from, because it's gentle and subtle, but it, over time, adds up to a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the river.
It rolls 22.
That's so fucking high. Nothing happens.
Okay. Just for mechanics purposes, is Vendrian still next to the Chain Devil after its sting?
Yes, it is. It like flies in and has like a little barbs in the back of its little legs.
Okay,
like the flappers, little fins. It has like kind of I imagine it looks like those old style of dragons painted on the side of maps and Bibles and shit.
Mm.
Like kind of wings, front arms, and then you know, kind of
a tail,
yeah,
big tail.
All right, Briar, it is now your turn.
Okay, so it moved away from me, but is it, how far away is it from me?
I believe 20 feet. I believe each Eldritch Blast pushes 10 feet.
Got it. So I'm just going to run up with my normal movement, and I'm going to attack with the rapier again. And also just to clarify, is it, you're talking, there's a guy and there's chains. are the chains are coming out of him?
There are there are numerous chains wrapped around this devil, and then there are two chains that are like dropping from his hands.
Got
so he's holding
it.
On to like two chains. And then there are chains around the room that are kind of like moving independently magically.
Okay,
like snakes.
Well, I'm gonna go for the guy. I think I'm gonna try to bop in there and get him. That is a 26.
That hits.
24 damage.
Ooh. Very nice.
So yeah, so I scoot in, like, again, I imagine Briar, like, honestly, kind of Naruto running a little bit. Like, just, like, really head forward, and then I am going to take, and then I'm going to pop back without getting a reaction.
Okay. So yeah, your rapier darts, you know, to and fro, just stabbing several points inside this chain devil's body, in between the links of the chains that are writhing around his body, and you do a good amount of damage.
Yeah, I imagine it's the thing of like you hear like the sound at first, and then it's like pew, squirts of blood from several places. Enough that actually a little mist of blood is on Briar's face.
All right, and now it is FaZe's turn.
Okay, so first I'm going to have Spiritual Weapon move and attack. 12 to hit?
12 does not hit.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Can I take a quick look around the battlefield? I kind of survey. How are folks looking?
as far as like damage wise?
Yeah, do they look kind of beat up? Are they looking like not anything specific, but just like,
I would say out of the people that are in the room, since Pegwin is no longer in the room, Briar looks fine, Time looks fine, but both you and Daggy have taken a decent amount of damage.
Okay.
But I did just get 10 hit points.
Ooh. Yes.
I made it out of the room, is that what you said?
Oh, I thought you said you left the room. Are you just flying around in like the rafters of the room?
Yeah, yeah. Like definitely attempting to leave the room, but I mean, I'm a frightened bird. I cannot.
I got it. Got it. Okay.
Do we need to throw a towel on you?
Yeah, it's nighttime. I will not tell you if that'll work.
Oh my God.
I feel like it will.
You do know that Pegwing is also damaged and is currently somehow flying with pegged wings in the ceiling of the room.
Okay, then I would like to do this. The spiritual weapon did not hit, but I would like to take my movement and in a way, which this does not, I can move up to my speed without provoking opportunity attacks and move within 5 feet of Daggy and Pegwing, and I can give them back 2d6 plus 2 hit points.
Okay.
I assume we're pretty far apart.
Yeah, you guys are like 50 or 60 feet away.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm running towards the devil.
Okay, I will then do that for Pegwing. Is Pegwing closer to me?
He's also like in the air.
Is this a touch mechanic or is it a distance mechanic?
Within 5 feet.
I would say that would be hard to do with Pegwing.
Okay. Damn. Okay, I guess I won't do that. Fuck.
You don't want to touch the mushroom man that bad, huh? I get it. I'm afraid of him, too.
Well, he's 60 feet away. I'd have to use my double movement, so then I couldn't...
No. He's probably about 10 feet away from
you. Oh. Okay, I'll do that, then. I'll run by Daggy.
Yes. Okay, so what does Daggy need to roll?
2d6, and then add 2. And then you get that many hit points.
I got 9.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, thank you, FaZe.
Hell yeah.
I've never felt better in my life.
Hell yeah, go kill the shit out of that or die trying. I mean, if you die, I'll bring you back.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be turn undead, but you don't know the difference.
Daggy, it is now your turn.
Daggy will continue his charge in and try to whap this
wet ass Daggy.
This devil with his quarterstaff. His magical quarterstaff. That is going to be 18 to hit.
That hits.
Yes.
Imagine if you'd brought the full staff.
8 damage.
Alright. Do your spores do anything at this point, or is it the beginning of the creature's turn?
Beginning of the creature's turn.
Okay.
But yeah, you can see my spores starting to reach out.
Wow.
To coalesce around this monster.
It's horrible.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
It is. It is indeed.
So now it is the beginning of the Chain Devil's turn. So go ahead and what happens with the Spore Boy?
So you would have to roll a Constitution saving throw.
That is going to be a 19.
Nothing happens.
Okay, so at the beginning of its turn, it is going to once again strike out at several people. Pegwing, one chain nearby will try to strike you, and that is going to be 20 to hit.
Sorry, I was wrong. I do 2 more damage.
Okay.
Because I also do extra necrotic damage.
So I take it, I don't take that attack because you killed it.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yep. You take 11 points of damage, Pegwing.
I didn't say if it hit me or not.
Did it hit you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Decorum, though. Decorum.
Yes. One of the... actually, 2 of the chains is going to strike out at Daggy because it is right next to him.
Bring it.
One is a 15.
Miss.
And one is a 20.
Hit.
Okay, so you take 11 points of damage out of your temporary hit points.
Rude. A bunch of mushrooms come flying off.
And the last two will strike at Vendrian, the pseudo-dragon.
No, bro!
That is going to be a 19.
Oh!
And a 21.
Wah! I mean, those both hit.
Vendrian takes 22 points of damage.
He only has 7 hit points.
Oh no.
Vendrian!
Wicked, barbed chains grapple Vendrian and tear it apart as it separates, ripping Vendrian's wings and body in two.
Oh no!
You should have done that. Now I'm gonna have to sit down and think about it before he comes back. I wanted to do other things!
He's so mad!
Pegwing, it is now your turn. You're able to roll a wisdom save to see if you could break out of your status of frightened.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we're talking. 2. No, I'm just kidding. It's 16.
That actually defeats the difficulty. Although your turn is done, you're no longer frightened.
Hey, that's not Bennett. What the hell?
Time. It is now your turn.
Oh, he's about to go off.
You shouldn't have done that. I was gonna take a nap. Now I have to cast a spell for so long. 19 as the first one comes in.
Hits.
Freaking wolf natural one. He's mad. He's mad. He's
losing it.
Freaking. Oh man, that rolled for so long.
It didn't roll well.
23.
Hits.
Frick. Ah, crap. Freaking 2. So 11.
2 out of the 4 hit.
It's my right arm shoot good. My left arm is clutching my dang heart.
Oh no!
I'm just gonna read a book. Oh, 4 damage. Oh, I love being a magic user.
4 damage total?
Total, baby. Right. And I push him. Well, is it annoying to keep pushing him, gang? Or
I think it's fun to push him. Like, every time he gets his footing, you just push him.
Is he against the wall?
Yeah,
he's just up against the wall.
I like it. It's fine. I can still get at him.
I push him.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Briar, it is your turn.
All right, you know what I'm going to freaking do? I run up in there again.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, what if I did just do an Eldritch Blast? Like, what?
How would you?
How's it possible?
You've been reading the pamphlets I gave you.
I did bad that time. Your +4 is just, it's for damage or to attack?
Yeah, it's attack or saving throw.
Everybody pray for me right now.
Okay.
THOTS and prayers.
Okay, 14.
14 is not going to hit, unfortunately.
I rolled a 2.
Bro.
Does this build give you advantage on rolls or just...
It's my rakish audacity. I don't need advantage on attack roll to use sneak attack against a creature if you're within 5 feet of it. No other creatures are within 5 feet of you. You don't have disadvantage on the attack roll.
Yeah.
So sneak attack, but not advantage.
Yeah, so you don't have advantage. I was trying to see if you had a second roll, and you don't.
Oh, got it. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. No, I do not.
You could poke him with your dagger, though.
Yeah, which I will do.
Okay.
Oh my god, I rolled a freaking 1!
Don't.
What the heck? I don't know. You guys just see like a flurry of like pigpen-esque like stuff going on.
Chunks of Vendrian got on your eyes.
Oh, there we go, there we go. Yes, my eyes are covered in Vendrian's viscera. Okay. And that's why.
Duh.
And I slip and fall on the ground. Just kidding. I slip, but I'm not prone. I've decided.
Phase. It is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do spiritual weapon. 10 plus 6, so 16.
Good roll.
16 hits.
Oh, fuck yeah. 4 plus 2, 6 damage. Don't fuck with me.
Okay.
Cut you with the...
With that inspiring... Hand swiping.
Oh, but that's not the rest of my turn.
From Nika. How does FaZe kill the Chain Devil?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
As the dagger, the mace clubs it in the head, FaZe says, "Joke's on you, Brogan. I never liked you anyway. I got my revenge."
Whoa!
Damn.
Shit!
Whoa.
I did drown you.
I sewed rocks into your pocket.
The mace shatters the mask upon its face, and below you can see what looks like a pale and ashen kind of humanoid face. It has what looks like stitches that close the mouth, and it drops to the ground, just blood flowing from the mace wound coming out of its skull. As it drops, the chains fall from the ceilings and drops to the ground, and you are currently out of the encounter.
Yay!
Woo!
Can I go up to FaZe, yes, who has been struck and barbed a lot, and check to do a medicine check to see if you're A-okay?
Go ahead.
You got stabbed a lot.
I did.
These are nasty little fuckers. Be careful. And I got a huge 9.
Although you can see that FaZe has received several wounds, she does not look worse for wear.
Okay, I'm now going to do a deception check. Whee! And that is a 24.
And what is this deception check for?
So what I'm doing is I'm trying to take out like a handkerchief or something like that as I'm checking her. And I want to keep talking to her to distract her and say that I'm checking her for vitals and things like that. But I'm just getting that sweet, sweet blood.
What? Like soaked into the handkerchief?
Absorbing into the handkerchief, yes.
Okay.
I am in 4E terms bloody, so this is not far off.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Okay.
Time. Come here. You've got to be so sad right now. Give me a hug. Come.
No, you are very stinky. You get away from me right now.
You poor little pet.
I take out my dagger and I poke it at you. Like, don't touch me. He will be back in a little bit. I just have to sit down and think about it.
No, he's not coming back. You see the pile over there?
It's like, it probably is gone, actually. It's probably like, at some point, did video game style, like, mist it out.
Yeah, yeah. A little ghost came out.
It turned into a mist. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Daggy, for the words, and maybe later I'll accept the them, but right now you are horrific to look upon.
Oh, I understand. You're feeling bad. I've got something for you if you want.
Oh, no.
I am... fine, I'll take it.
All right, just eat 3 of these.
Oh, boy.
You'll feel so much better.
Deception check.
Please.
Oh, 19. 27. And I go, nom, 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 nom. Mmm, delicious. And I put them in, like... I put them on, like, the maggot turkey or whatever. Mmm, wow, I'm feeling zany right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Vengeance back. I can see him.
At this point, as you kind of collect yourselves, you look upon the two people that are sitting down, bound in the chairs.
Oh, you, yeah, forgot, sorry.
Upon taking a closer look, you can tell that these two people, they are no longer alive, just mere husks of themselves, as you realize before you are two undead creatures, zombies, essentially, bound to the chairs.
Ew!
Interestingly enough, after the original illusion of this room fell away, you can see that there are these what look like 4 marks or holes on their face. They look like maybe puncture wounds. You're not so sure. But due to the horrificness of this encounter, the two people who you thought were on a nice dinner date, who are now just undead husks of themselves, I would like for all of you to roll your stress.
Oh, no. Crap. Of course it rolls bad when I need it.
Well, ass. I got...
You're supposed to roll above or below your stress.
Above.
I got a 9.
All right.
Well, you roll, okay. You roll the d20, then you add your modifier.
Yeah, so just so you know, the DC, like, is different for different stressful situations. You're rolling your stress and adding your ability modifier, but if you're rolling below your stress, you're more than likely going to fail.
Okay.
Unless you're at a high stress point. I know that Mike and Nika's characters do have pretty high stress scores, but it's not based off of the stress score itself.
Six.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, which I assume since I fail, I go from 7 to 6. Cool.
That is correct. Sick. You do take a point of stress damage.
So I got a 12.
I also got a 12.
I got an 8.
I got a 9.
Ooh.
So all of you take one point of stress damage.
Oof. Not good.
Damn. Jeez, Fred.
Jeez, Fred. First you attack us.
That's okay. Is there a way that we can regain those back? Are we going to level 3 levels?
In this dungeon-like setting, in this adventure, in this side quest we're doing?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Okay. So, Fred, if my stress went from an 8 to a 7, am I now minus 2? Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Oh, ouchie.
All right. At which point, for those of you who saw the blur of motion at the very beginning of this encounter behind these two people, you see what looks like a very wild-eyed and stringy-haired looking dwarf come out from behind one of the chairs, holding a dagger up towards Time.
No.
And says, "Stay back. You won't be able to fool me. I say stay back."
I stay back. Like, okay. Don't point that at me.
What are you, an illusion? Why are these people here with you? Why aren't they wearing masks?
Oh, I see the confusion. Yes. No. And I bow deeply. Time that erodes young love from the sanguine centuries. Purveyors of fine antiquity. No. I am not part of whatever they are. We were hired by, the dwarves of Deepholm. To rescue you, maybe.
At which point, Gorman goes, "Rango, is that you?" And you can see a look of recognition in the second dwarf out of the three that has been trapped down here. Recognition in his eyes when he hears Gorman's voice. And that is where we're going to call it.
Oh.
Wonderful. Thanks, Fred.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
I am loving just getting into the more creepy shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very scary.
It's good spooky vibes.
Do we do anything else?
Or dice.
Dice time.
So every single McFrickin' week, we give away beautiful, beautiful dice. Currently, if you do hashtag turkey, or as I like to say, turkey, you can win some beautiful diehard dice. They look like this. The dice that I was rolling before that got low numbers were not diehard dice. So, you know, that's one thing that I can promise you. Sometimes they only roll 20s.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. Did I do it right this time?
Yep.
I'm so good at this. And you get 15 whole percents off of your entire order. Because you're probably not going to win right now, unfortunately. Thank you, Diehard Dice, so much for letting us give away beautiful dice. And for allowing us to be a dice affiliate and letting us get a little kissy of money on the back ends.
Hashtag ad.
And now the winner is Salty Flounder. You win. Beautiful diehard dice coming at you. There you are. We're putting the dice in the t-shirt cannon. Get ready. We're shooting them at you. And they're metal. It's gonna hurt.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on social media at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm on social media at Tim Lanning. And baby, that's Twitter and that's Instagram. And oh, I just wanted to also say that every single Thursday at 2 p.m., me and my Rime of the Frostmaiden crew play, Rime of the Frostmaiden at 2 p.m. on Thursday.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter and everything at Nika_Howard.
You can find me on Twitter at the Mike Bachman.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred, and also Sunday nights at twitch.tv/GeekLink and Cthulhu and Friends. Come check us out. We do lots more spoopy stuff.
Or just download the podcast.
Yeah.
Do both.
Do both.
You can also do that. Do it.
Do it.
Coward.
You better do it.
You absolute coward.
And buy the Laserdisc version of our podcast also.
Yes.
Please, somebody. Got all these Laserdiscs.
All right, well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.